Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What a play is play. Hey, man, a little rain out here, guys. Been a soggy week. Good for grass. But it is kind of funky. Be careful out there if you're on the highways. Because I know we saw, I don't know about you, man, thunder and lightning. I haven't had a good night's sleep in like a few weeks. Thunder and lightning.
You guys have been getting those storms south.
Yeah, man.
I know, yeah, the rain has been, it feels like it's nonstop. I just, and look, we're spoiled because we get great weather here. But it's like, man, is it going to stop raining?
Right.
Hopefully sun comes out tomorrow. Right. And hopefully it'll start to dry up a little bit.
Hey, man, Friday, rain or shine. Dukes and Bell will be live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw.
Yes.
Join the party, pal. I've been up there in a minute. So we'll be having fun and shenanigans, ice cold brew, and we'll be looking for you guys to join the party. Hey, just came back from Indy. No incidents on the flight. Nobody overserved. No knuckleheads. Everybody was polite and friendly. Nice people. So I have to tell you, you know, you and I always luck into some really cool people we wind up sitting next to on a lot of our flights. The guy, when I flew up to Indy, I meant to bring this up on yesterday's show. Guy, we started chatting. He's a car guy because he's going to race. Guy owned like a bunch of Ford dealerships in Southern California. He's like in his 70s. Got like a 20-acre ranch in like Monterey.
Nice.
Starts showing me his car collection. It's like, wow, that's pretty amazing. He had a freaking DeLorean.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Like he worked.
Restored?
It works? Like 6 miles on it.
Oh, wow.
I mean, insane. And I'm serious. Because it's funny, so we're chatting about, you know, cars and everything. And it's like, what do you got? And I got, and then, you know. I've got one. He's got 12, but it was kind of, you know, but it was kind of neat. We started chatting with the guy and just really cool dude. And of course, we exchanged numbers and he's like, well, have you ever come up to Laguna Seca for the IndyCar race?
I'm
like,
yeah.
Well, I told him, I said, look, let me tell you right now, I call in these markers if you put it out there. I will darken your door, pal, and check that out. But anyway, that was one of the weekends. The reason I bring it up, the nation of Turkey, not just Turkish Airlines, will fine you for blocking the aisle of the plane. If you're one of those idiots who gets up as soon as the plane comes to a stop,
I love it.
They're going to start fining you. Turkish aviation authorities say passengers who stand up early and crowd aircraft aisles while waiting to deplane will face penalties. And a matter of fact, a fine of up to 2,603 Turkish lira.
I like it. How much is that?
That's like $67.
Okay.
But hey, but still a fine nonetheless. You'd have to pay it. But they said, please respect that this embargo. Can I do the same accent I do for Eastern Europe for this? Because it's just over the Balkans, right? Just over the
Turkish?
Yeah, I mean, similar but different. Just going over the Dardanelles Strait. Small body of water, same accent. Yeah, we'll do it anyway. Please respect that this embarkation priority of
you
the passengers
okay that.
In front of around you and wait for your turn. The Turkish Director General of Civil Aviation said. Well, it's more like Midnight Run kind of voice. Not Midnight Run. What the hell was that movie called? Midnight Express. There's an uplifter. That was one from the late 70s about a guy. He tries to smuggle hash out of Turkey. I'm looking at Dom, by the way, while I'm explaining this.
Yes.
And he gets stuck in a Turkish prison and all that that entails. Yeah. Not Midnight Run, which is a fun comedy with Robert De Niro and Charles Grodin.
Midnight Run was great.
But anyway, yes, they said they're going to be fining people because it's a thing over there, too. They say that, and again, if you're not familiar with what we're talking about, people that immediately got somebody's butt or their knapsack right in your face, and, you know, you're just trying to, you know, at first, if you're not going anywhere. I just wait my turn. Wait till somebody starts to move and they open the door where you can actually, you know, go off the plane, Dom.
Look, if you're at the back of the plane, you're boarding zone 6, you don't need to be standing up as soon as the plane lands and gets set. Like, wait your turn, bro.
People do this all the time. So,
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where did we go? Where was I flying? Oh, I flew to Texas.
Right.
And I'm flying back to Atlanta. And I didn't fly Delta. I flew United, I want to say. Mm-hmm. And the lady at the gate, there's a gentleman, because they were boarding, and you have to get in line, okay? And so, you know, it's like you talked about, zone one, zone two, or whatever. And there's a gentleman, a black gentleman, who's sitting there. He's standing there at the gate, Mike. And
right.
She says, sir, you know, you need to get in line. And he's like, yeah, but you called one and two. And she says, yes, but that's the line back there. Regardless of where you're sitting, people have already been waiting in line. You need to go. And he's arguing with her. And then she went in. And she was like, is there something that I'm not stating clearly for you? So everybody that had been waiting in line patiently, right. And we're going, bloop, you know, we're bloop, our tickets. And everybody's kind of, and we get into the tunnel, and there's a lady that turns back to me, and she goes, I am so happy that she got him straight. Because it doesn't happen enough.
I'm
to your point about people standing up way before they should. You're in the back of the plane, you're not going anywhere. Or
crowding the gate.
It's time to board, and it's not your time right now.
Right. And by the way, don't take advantage of people who need extra time. You don't need extra time. You're walking. You're in a freaking wheelchair, or you got a leg brace. That's extra time. You're trying to game the system, man. Not cool. Also not cool is having relations with somebody who's then dating Puffy Combs, because it might not be good for your car. Have you heard what happened with this? The latest testimony from Cassie Ventura, and now you have one of Puffy's assistants. Love the name. Sounds like some out of a soap opera. Capricorn Clark.
Yeah.
What's your name, girl? I'm Capricorn Clark. Anyway, she took the stand and basically said that they were going to make Molotov cocktails out of like malt liquor bottles and chuck them at Kid Cudi's car if they couldn't get to his house. Apparently, Puffy was really in his bag about the fact that she had a thing with him.
Yeah. Look, they're trying to – I don't know if you're keeping up with this trial. It's funny because I was talking to a buddy of mine about this the other day, and we were just kind of chopping it up. And I'm not watching like nonstop. First of all, it's not on TV. So it's all, you know, reporters – and pool reporters and stuff telling you about what's going on. But, Mike, the prosecution is trying to paint this picture of him as he was an aggressive guy. Look at the kind of things that he did. He went after a guy that she ultimately ended up dating. He, you know, bombed his car.
Right.
This leads us to what we're
trying to establish. Correct. Behavior. But I said to Carl,
charging him with.
And look, again, you know, it's America. You know, innocent until proven guilty. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of creepy stuff. But you're allowed to be creepy, you know, in your home if people are consenting. Now, if they're not consenting, that's when you've crossed the line. But when you start to look at this stuff, no rule in the country says you can't have a gun in your house. You could have 60-gallon drums of lube. Weird, but not illegal.
No,
so, I mean, but the rest of it, again, if there is actual, some people being held against their will, that would be kidnapping, so we'll see. But it is kind of interesting. My cousin had a funny line. Tony's like, whatever happened to Puffy, man? This courtroom artist, man, they're making him look like Morgan Freeman.
He's aged, bro.
Well, he doesn't have any hair color. He's naturally gray.
He's aged.
But there's you know, you always want to have, you know, it's funny, always smile for your mugshot, always hope they have a good courtroom artist that actually makes you look like what you look like. But it looks like Morgan Freeman in the movie Oblivion. Remember that one with Tom Cruise? Not very flattering. Hey, man, another story about cars. Everyone, you know, who has a problem or an agenda when it comes to Shador Sanders throwing stuff out there, which isn't necessarily true. People were saying, oh, fifth-string quarterback, whatever he is for the Browns, a $500,000 Rolls Royce, what's he thinking? Well, it's not his.
Mm.
It's a car that his dad is thinking about buying. When you're looking at kicking the tires on a Rolls Royce, it lets you drive it around for a little bit. And it's Dion's car. It's not Shador's car. So people obviously got misinformation out there. Dion went up there and basically said, you know, hey, man, you know, you guys are all lying about this stuff. I mean, come on. Y'all got to stop lying, as he said on social media. Apparently, he's debating between this Rolls Royce or a Bentley Mulsanne. The Rolls goes about $500. The Bentley goes about $350K. Nice problems to have.
They are. And here's the thing. Like, we're acting like they ain't got money.
We act like Deion hadn't done anything. You know what I mean? It's funny because if there was anybody else's son, would anybody care if his dad had become what Deion's become or what he's done in his career? Like, I get it, Mike, but yeah, if he did it, who cares? At some point, hopefully, knock wood, he gets his second contract and he turns into be this great quarterback. But even if he doesn't, we act like his family hasn't done anything.
I'm with you. By the way, Georgia Tech starts their season against Deion in Boulder this year.
Oh, that's going to be a great game.
It's going to be a hell of a game, man. Hey, take a guess, because we don't know. It's an anonymous coach. Another one of those, put your name on it, you know, stand up for it. But there's an article that was written this week, an anonymous SEC coach criticizing Lane Kiffin, saying that, he can recruit, and he gets in the portal, but he's not elite. And they point out to their loss to Florida last year as an example of why Lane Kiffin isn't considered elite. I would argue the win over Georgia is his best win as a head coach in college.
No, it is. And look, sometimes Lane gets this bad rap for all the things that have happened in the past. You know, 10 years ago, who cares? What has he done lately? He's made Ole Miss relevant. Right. And I think the Florida game Mike, you talk about the schedule. We talk about this all the time with Georgia.
You can't have a letdown. That's one of the things.
That's the thing.
Used to drive me crazy. Georgia Tech would always win a game they're not supposed to. Then, unfortunately, they'd lose a game they're not supposed to. But that was the case. I will say this.
It was a function of the schedule is what I'm saying.
But Billy Napier did a hell of a job. I mean, we all hate Florida. Sorry if you're a Florida fan, but most of us, if you're can't stand the Gators. But Napier did a hell of a job with that incredibly difficult schedule. And the win over Ole Miss, that was impressive. Hey, man, next up for the majors, we just wrapped up the PGA. It's Oakmont outside of, is that Pittsburgh? And that is the U.S. Open. Have you heard about this par three on this tournament?
No, I have not.
Par three, eighth hole at Oakmont Country Club will be 290 yards.
That's a driver.
The longest par three in U.S. Open history. Previous longest par three was 300 yards at the same eighth hole during the 2007 U.S. Open. But 290 yards?
So most of those guys can hit their three wood that distance. Can you hit it where you want on a par three? Because most times if you're hitting your three, you're hitting it in the fairway, you're teeing off, and you're just going to be a little bit shorter than what you normally would with your driver because those guys can crush it. That is ridiculous. Though I'm saying, like, seriously, that is a long par three.
I mean, I can't get there from here. I mean, my driver on a good day, Carl can bomb it. Carl can bomb his driver. Mine's about 260 straight and then, or check that, 200 straight and 60 yards to the right, you know, with the slice. But
if you get some roll, I mean, like, I'm curious to see how guys decide to play that. I'd rather be short, Mike, chip up and take a par than try to crush it. And you may be, you know, right or left or past it. It's going to be interesting. But that would be driver for most guys.
It will be funny because, like, Dottie, what's DeChambeau got? Looks like he's got about a 6-iron.
It's true. It's true.
Hey, man, that's your guide talk brought to you by our buddies at Twin Peaks. We'll be up there, guys. Lots of fun and shenanigans. We'll be hanging out over there on Friday. Come and see us at Kennesaw.
We've done a lot of things on this show. That's why we've been number one. One of the things we did on this show, about eight or 9 years ago, is where is Julio? And it all started with Julio not being at, ironically, Mike, OTAs and some of the things. Yeah, and we were like, hey, where is he at? And we figured he wanted more money, and he did. But Julio and Roddy are sitting down with our buddy Harry Douglas, and you got to hear what they've said about some of the things that happened while they were Falcons. Next.
Where is Julio?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.